here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know that former British socialite, former Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman, and now convicted sex trafficker, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison.
How old is she?
Wow, that's a good question. She's 60. Yeah. She is 60. Yeah, so she was sentenced in a New York court after being convicted of sex trafficking charges for her role in enabling Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of young women. This is absolutely horrific, and thank goodness she is going to spend a long time behind bars.
Also on at the moment is Wimbledon. It's not getting a lot of coverage here at the moment, and Serena Williams playing her first game. She's been out for 12 months, so good luck to Serena Williams, one of the great champions of the sport.
And she lost the first set this morning. She's fighting hard.
Yeah, one of the great champions all around. Also, Nick Kyrgios. I love it because, have a listen, this is Nick leading into his first game.
I'm used to wearing the villain type role, so I'm going to embrace it. I'm just going to go out there and play the game. You know, if you look at the results I've had the last couple of weeks, if I just stick to my guns, the results say I should win pretty easy.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
five sets.
Yeah, he went down in five sets, and he wanted to focus on his game. He didn't do that either. He was unhappy. He said he was going to be the villain. He said, I want to be shown respect, and he was shown some disrespect from the crowd because the crowd wasn't on his side. So he spat at the crowd. Oh, he had a crack at one of the line judges. Mm. He also said, look, you know, he called one of the linesmen. He said, you've got no friends out here. I'm like, Kyrgios has got no friends anywhere, so it's not really a big hit. But, Nick Kyrgios, he is through to the second round with Kokkinakis. But the thing is, Nick Kyrgios, five-setter, isn't in great form and already blowing up at everybody. So, you know what, it's okay when you're on your home turf, but when you're away, they're going to come for you.
Absolutely. Mm. So some sad news now. The maths is in on the cost of the last lot of flooding.
Maths?
Mathematics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the totals. $4.8 billion. It's the third most expensive natural disaster in Australian history.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, behind Cyclone Tracy.
Yeah, 74.
Yeah. I can't remember the other one. It's gone out of me.
It would have been up north.
The floods.
Cyclone Yasi? Yeah. It would have been Yasi, actually.
I think it was the movies of Yahoo Serious. Now I think about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a lot of money. That's big coin.
$4.8 billion.
And not only that, it's the years and years it's going to take to rebuild.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, that's just saying last night, Spider, on the news that the tradies can't help them. They can't get the workers, and they can't get the equipment, and then they can't get the materials. They need to get the stuff rebuilt.
Surely there needs to be some kind of temporary visa situation awarded to overseas workers, you know, just to help out in times like this.
Yeah, it'd be handy, wouldn't it?
But it is, but it's the equipment they need.
Yeah.
And that is what you need to know.